Well, good morning. We want to welcome all of you. A little bit chillier out there this morning, but we're so glad to see you on this 21st Sunday after Pentecost. We're glad that you're with us in worship today and praying that God's blessing will come upon you and you'll receive of His grace and goodness today as we gather together. And a little bit later on, I'm going to be talking about reputation. And I was thinking about this week. You know, we often think about our own reputations at times, but what about the reputation of our church? And what are we known for? So we'll be talking about that a little bit later on, but if we will begin this morning, let's stand together and sing our Gloria Patria. Let's join together for our call to worship this morning in the bulletin. Let us sing to the Lord a new song.
Who bless God's name from day to day.
Let us declare God's deeds among God's people.
For God is great and greatly to be praised.
Let us praise God for God's strength and beauty. Well, let's join together there and give honor and glory to God's holy name this morning in your hymn books, 368, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. We're singing all four verses of God Will Take Care of You. God will take care of you. Lean, weary one, upon His breast. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Do you know that this morning? God does take care of us. Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer. Holy God, Your love embraces all creation. May Your Spirit give us the energy and insight we need to serve You. May we offer You our love and loyalty as we worship together through Christ our Lord. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. You can turn to your next hymn book, or next hymn this morning, number 384, Take Time to Be Holy. And we will be singing the three verses of that one this morning. Take time to be holy. Speak often with God. Find rest in Him always and feed on His Word. Make friends of God's children. Help those who are weak. Time to be the world rushes on. Much time spent in secret with Jesus alone. By looking to Jesus, like Him thou shalt be. Thy friends in thy His likeness shall see.
Take time to be holy. Let Him be thy guide. And run before Him. Whatever betide, enjoy your sorrow.
I think I'm about ready to cry. I really believe in singing and worshiping. But in that moment, when I closed my eyes and listened to all of you singing, oh my gosh. That's just it was a peaceful experience. Thank you for singing out today. What a blessing. Well, we're going to invite our kids to come forward. If they would make their way today. Oh, that's all right. How's everybody doing? I see you got that sweater. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Keep you warm? Yeah. Here comes Elizabeth. Phew. We couldn't do it if you weren't up here. We had to wait on you. So I'm going to ask you about a big word. Big word. I may be changing this. She's giving me that look. So. Reputation. Reputation. Does anybody know what that word means? When somebody talks about your reputation. It's kind of a big word, isn't it? Yeah, that's probably something you'll learn in, what, fifth or sixth grade, I would assume? I don't know. Yeah, reputation.
What do you think? Okay, adults, speak out some words, other words, synonyms for reputation.
Behavior.
Okay, yeah, what people think of you, what did somebody say?
Behavior.
Behavior, okay. What else?
Character.
What?
Character.
Character, okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so it is, it's kind of what someone said there, what do other people think of me? You know, kind of your reputation, your what do they think about you when somebody, so if somebody comes up to me and says, tell me about Jamie, what would I say? She's hardworking, she does well in school, she's a hard worker, especially with those lambs and goats that she works with. She's good at sports. This is all from Facebook, by the way. I knew more about that anyway. Yeah, Mom and Dad post pictures all the time. So. I don't have to be embarrassed. We might do the same with Chase. He probably doesn't know that. But yeah, so if somebody asks, what's Caroline like? She smiles. She's you know, they're just, I mean, every one of them. That's your reputation and what people think about you. And Paul, in his letter to the Thessalonians, listen to this. He's talking to the church in Thessalonica, which is in Italy, way over on the other side of the world, in the first century, to these first followers of Jesus from that area. Within 30 years, he's writing, 20 years. He's writing to them 20 years after Jesus lived on earth. And he says, your faithfulness to God is known everywhere, and we don't even have to talk about it. And when I say we, it's Paul, Timothy, and Silas, his co-workers. Could you imagine that? How did that little group of Jesus followers, how did all in that entire Macedonia, that region, it'd be like saying in all of Ohio, they know about your faithfulness to God at Lost Creek. How in the world did that happen? He tells them about it. It's because of your faith in God and Jesus. And your commitment, listen to this, your commitment to walk in love and faith and hope. Faith is our trust in God. Love is what we show to other people through our actions. Through our actions. So Elizabeth is loving your sister, pulling her hair. Because I know how siblings are. And then hope. We hope. We keep hoping. We keep going forward. All the time. Faith, hope, and love. Say it with me. Faith, hope, and love. It seems like that church at Thessalonica, it's a big word, isn't it? Just kept practicing that and living that out. And people, it caught on. And people started hearing about Jesus. And so, if we keep faith, hope, and love in our hearts and live that out every day, I think it might say something to other people. Okay? All right. You can head on down. You're ready to go, aren't you? Got things to do, people to see, places to go. All right. As we go to prayer this morning, maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning. And you can do that this morning. So who wants to begin? Go ahead.
I have a friend that has the disease I was telling you about. We saw her last week, and she's having some blood transfusions, and she looks a lot better.
Thank God for that. And what was her first name again?
Mary Lou.
Mary Lou. Okay, that's right. Yes. So we want to remember her and continue praying for Mary Lou. And for healing there. Somebody else, yes.
Unspoken.
Okay.
And my friend Annette is in the hospital with COVID pneumonia.
Okay. And can you name that one, or is it?
Annette.
Annette, thank you. Right. So Annette this morning with COVID, and yeah.
Our grandson Levi, who's had the cancer in the past, he's not been feeling well. So my daughter Tammy took him Friday to have blood work done to make sure that the cancer is not returning.
Yeah, yeah. And I know that's always kind of a something there in the back, yes. And so we want to pray for Levi this morning and ask for God's touch for him. Yeah. Okay, yes, wow. Okay, mark them all down, yes. Oh, okay, wow. We want to remember. So when you were saying a week or two ago she wasn't feeling good? Ah, yeah, okay. We want to pray for her and... get this down, sorry. Go ahead. Somebody else. Yes. Yes, I'll tell you what, that guy has just been through one thing after another, and now he's got shingles. Denny, this morning. Somebody else. Yes.
Grandma, and then also an unspoken.
Okay. Yes, and I saw Grandma yesterday, and yeah. She's there. She's going towards the last stages. I asked her if she's ready to go see Frank and Jesus, and she couldn't really express, but, and I prayed with her, and, it's kind of in God's hands now. You know, I didn't know, but when she was in the hospital part, and I was thinking she was like 94 or something, and the nurse goes, she's 97. And yeah, so God bless her. And but definitely want to keep the family in our prayers. And she is at the hospice building there behind the hospital. Yeah, so they're taking care of her like they do, and they're a welcome blessing, really. And then the unspoken, got that one. Somebody else, yes. Okay, and you said it, but I didn't, what, the name?
Chris,
okay. Yes, thank you. So we want to remember Chris with the blood pressure issue and probably continue praying about that infection too, because sometimes it's hard for those things to go away. Somebody else, yeah.
Please keep Trevor in your prayers. He's doing better, but he's still got a long way to go. And I would like to ask all of you to pray for me. I'm feeling great to have two ice cream.
I was wondering, I never got to ask you if you were going to end up having to have surgery on that foot. And yeah, so we want to remember Priscilla in our prayers, and she's going to have foot surgery.
And
what? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was all about your foot. Okay, so were they okay? Good. Then you won't, because you know sometimes when people break things, yeah, it's either it'll be healed on its own or okay, eye surgery. Wow, I didn't know that one. So. Apologize. Eye surgery. Okay. Somebody else.
Pray for my husband, John. He said this morning, pray for me.
Oh, well, that's all right. We will do that. We will do that. And yes, definitely have no problems there. Somebody else. Somebody else. Keep Chase in your prayers Tuesday after soccer. That's where they are this morning, finishing up with that Haunted Classic tournament. He has to have surgery again on another toe. Yes, I'm almost getting the point where at the end of the year, the deductible's met, and I'll say, just operate on all his toes, and then we won't have to worry about it anymore. And the foot doctor said he had something genetic, probably in his family, about getting these ingrown toenails, and I pray for Chase, and he's having that done. Pray for me. I've been battling this coughing up phlegm and things for like 2 weeks, and I'm getting tired of it. And it's just a constant, I know. And I know there's a lot of stuff going around. And also, keep Dex in your prayer. Remember, we prayed for Dex last week. He had his surgery on Monday. Everything went well. He came home later that evening after on his shoulder rotator cuff there. And I had talked to Carrie a couple days ago. And we want to continue praying for him because he's got... Brad's not here, but he went through that. And can be a long recovery trying to get that back up and physical therapy and everything that'll need to go on there. Continue praying for Oscar. That is the Davis's grandson, Margie and Mark, thank you. His grandson who was diagnosed with the leukemia and definitely need his prayers for him. Anybody else then? Yeah.
Well, Shirley Fack and a friend of Carol and mine, she'd been in the hospital with major heart problems, but when they did the test, they found a mass on her chest, and she'd had cancer before, so they think it is cancer.
Okay. And that was Carolyn, right? Okay, yeah, okay. Shirley, thank you. Yeah, I just need the one name. That always gets, always helps me there. So Shirley, okay, with this possible tumor in heart. Definitely want to keep her in our prayers today. Anybody else then? Yes. Okay, yes. And I think we prayed for him once before, but definitely want to keep Adam in our prayers. What's going on with Bill? Somebody had said something about prayer for Bill.
Well, he's still got an open area.
Mm.
And he went to Ohio State and he did not have a good...
Okay, to try to get that to heal up. Yeah, I know. And when you're, So definitely want to keep Bill in our prayers. Anybody else then? All right, so lots. Oh man, my whole page is full of lots of prayers this morning. And it's always great when names come to you during the time that she plays and you can lift up some of those names to the Lord or whatever, maybe another need that you couldn't mention, and then I'll come and close this out this morning. Lord, we are just so grateful today that we can come to you in the midst of trying times, not only for ourselves, but for others, Lord. And I was just thinking about that, and just with so many names mentioned this morning, that you do hear us and that you care. And we can bring those needs before you. And that you are the one that works and moves and however you do that, Lord. And so we do pray for those that have been mentioned, so many of them today, Lord. We lift up Chris today with his blood infection and the blood pressure issues. And God, we ask that you would touch there. And for Denny with shingles, Lord, and for Shirley this morning that needs your healing touch, and for Levi, Lord, and with the chest blood test going on and what they're going to find out, we just pray your strength for him and a good report. And we pray for Trevor, your continued strength and healing and grace there. And we lift up Bill to you this morning, God, and for your touch there and healing of those wounds. We pray for Mary Lou, God, and your continued healing touch there as we've been lifting her up. And for Annette this morning with COVID, God, and Mandy, Lord, with the recovery from the gallbladder removal and the healing there and strength. For Dex, Lord, for your healing touch with him after surgery and strength and recovery and through therapy, God. We pray for Adam this morning, God. Lord, this young 11-year-old that's been battling cancer, God, who really needs a miracle this morning, God. We ask for your touch for him today and for Shirley, Lord, with this tumor they found and then her heart problems, God, that you would bring healing and touch there. For Oscar with leukemia, God, and your healing touch there. And for Chase, Lord, who has to go in on Tuesday, God, that you'll be with him through that. And for John, Lord, we just lift him up to you, God. You know that need that he was expressing, Lord, when he asked for prayer. And I pray that you would meet that need and draw him close to you. We pray for Priscilla that's going in for eye surgery, Lord, that you would guide and direct and lead and bless there and bring healing. We pray for the Marissa and her family, Lord, over the loss of this teenager who committed suicide this week, God. Lord, we pray for your grace and your love and comfort to be wrapped around them during this awful, awful time right now, Lord. And we pray for the balm of Gilead to be extended into their lives right now. Lord, we lift up Betty to you, God. We thank you that she is in your hands. And Lord, we trust you through that. And as we commit her to you, and we pray for her family, God, that you would extend grace and strength to them. Lord, we think about these six unspoken needs that were mentioned today. Lord, you're the one that knows every one of them. And you can work and move and meet needs and bring strength. Whatever the need is there, Lord, we ask that you would work as only you can do. And we thank you for that today. We thank you that each one of these that's been mentioned, and maybe some, Lord, that some lifted up in prayer earlier, we just agree with them today. Whatever that need may be, we thank you for your love for us. We thank you for Jesus and that he shows us the way of love and peace and faith and hope. And we're grateful for all of those things. We ask your blessing, Lord, upon the rest of this time as we've gathered as your people, as we break the bread of your word, Lord, may you feed our souls and nourish and strengthen our spirits and cause us and strengthen us to go forward in faithfulness in all that you called us to do as your church. For we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you so much for praying with us and joining in prayer. I know that it does make a difference. And so, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving this morning. And again, as I always say, thank you so much for your faithfulness. It's what continues the ministry of the church here as we continue to try to be a blessing to people that we come in contact with in our community and different outreaches. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our dedication in the bulletin. God of abundance, we bring a portion of your goodness to us. Bless our gifts and our lives so that generosity and justice will join hands and your goodness touches those in need. In Jesus' name, amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 this morning. This is our lectionary epistle reading. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, we're going to be reading verses 1 through 10. From Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the Thessalonians church that is in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace to all of you. We always thank God for all of you when we mention you constantly in our prayers. This is because we remember your work that comes from faith, your effort that comes from love, and your perseverance that comes from hope in the Lord. Jesus Christ, in the presence of our God and Father, brothers and sisters, you are loved by God, and we know that he has chosen you. We know this because our good news didn't come to you just in speech, but also with power and the Holy Spirit and with deep conviction. You know as well as we do what kind of people we were when we were with you, which was for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord when you accepted the message that came from the Holy Spirit with joy in spite of great suffering. As a result, you became example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The message about the Lord rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place. The news about your faithfulness to God has spread so that we don't even need to mention it. People tell us about what sort of welcome we had from you and how you turned to God from idols. As a result, you are serving the living and true God, and you are waiting for his Son from heaven. His Son is Jesus, who is the one he raised from the dead and who is the one that will rescue us from the coming wrath. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Well, one day, a little girl was sitting and watching her mother do the dishes at the kitchen sink. She suddenly noticed that her mother had several strands of white hair sticking out in contrast to her brunette head. She looked at her mother inquisitively and asked, "Why are some of your hairs white, Mom?" Well, her mother replied, "Well, every time you do something wrong and make me cry or unhappy, one of my hairs turns white." The little girl thought about this for a little while, and then she said, "Mommy, how come all of Grandma's hair is white?" I want to talk to you this morning about a church with a good reputation. A church with a good reputation. So, what picture comes to your mind when you think about the church today? There is a lot of cynicism in our world today about Christians and the church. Part of the reason, I believe, for this cynicism is because the church has lost its balance. So, some of you in here, you've fallen before. And it's interesting when I talk to even my in-laws, my dad, you know, when they would tell me, they said it was just like that fast and I was on the floor. And I couldn't get back up because I lost my balance. That can be embarrassing. That can be frustrating because you're trying to get to where you want to go and all kinds of things. And when we lose our balance as a church, same thing kind of happens a little bit. Since every church has a reputation, whether we know it or not, I believe the key to a good reputation is balance. And what do I mean by that? I mean avoiding extremes. Avoiding extremes. And balance is exactly what Paul and Silas and Timothy are doing in their letter in 1 Thessalonians. When they write and talk about that. And we see it when we read through there. And following the example of Paul and Silas and Timothy, the church at Thessalonica maintained an astonishing reputation without getting into silly extremes. And I just, that was so strong when I thought about that this week, and even had a couple commentators in their commentaries on 1 and 2 Thessalonians that talked about how Paul was praising them for what they did. So here's my question. How does the church today then keep a balance, keep balance or balanced perspective in faith and life and all of those things? And two things I want to look at it in this way that we're going to talk about this morning. The first thing is the church's reputation is realized by its identity. In other words, out of our identity is what we will be. We will be that in here. We will be that in the community or whatever you want to say. And that's where our reputation will come from. Now, Paul is very clear about their identity. And I think the same is true for us. And that is this: the church belongs to God. Obviously, or if you want to say Christ, you could do that too. They know who and who they came from and why they are there. Paul says the church is loved and chosen in God. It was interesting because a lot of times Paul says chosen by God in the Lord Jesus Christ. But in this letter, it says that the church is chosen, loved and chosen in God and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know that you are loved and chosen? Do we know collectively that we are loved and chosen? Why is that important? Why is that so important? Who we are as a church and what we do as a church will flow out of that love that God has for us. I've never done anything like this, but I bet if I took a survey and asked people in the church, it would be an interesting study. In fact, it'd be interesting to do it in a lot of churches. Why they serve and work in the church, I'd be curious to know what the answers are. I bet you in there, it's got to have to do with God's love. And I bet it's got to do with the Lord Jesus Christ and that sense of finding purpose and using their gifts and all of that, I think, there. And that's what I think Paul is saying when he talks and says, hey, we're giving God thanks for all this that's going on in your lives. And here's what I want you to see. Each church is special because, and Paul talks about this, the good news was working among you. He says to the Thessalonians, God's gospel, the good news, was working among you through the power of the Spirit and with conviction and through people who were living examples of that good news. Paul says, we did this among you and you imitated us. And then he talks about how you guys went out and did this and your faithfulness is being seen everywhere. They just lived it out. And I started to think about that because when we think about reputation, what do we sometimes think of? Yes, I know all the ones we gave during the kids, but here's what I want you to see. Churches acquire names either from their faithfulness or their lack thereof. Churches have a name and a reputation. I mean, think about somebody right now. Can you think of somebody and you know about their reputation by how they're talked about by others? Now, I'm not saying we need to focus on that, but I'm sure we all know somebody. I mean, I knew one of my distant cousins who had a name that everybody knew about in Shelby County because of some things he did back in the 80s. That's where reputation comes from. And the church at Thessalonica was known for its faithfulness to God. And the news of it, Paul says, is spread throughout the Roman Empire. Think about that. That's, man, the Roman Empire. Let me just say something. When you read in the New Testament, the world, they usually think of the Roman Empire. That was the world to them because that was their perspective. Now, when we think about the world, because we're in the scientific age, we think about planet Earth, the cosmos, the solar system, you know, and even bigger. And reputations are built on responses and actions that flow out of identity, who we are. And Paul says, because you are in God and in Christ, and you are loved and chosen, and you know that, and he'll later on talk about how we told you these things, they lived that out before people. Paul knew the church was faithful and was in a living assembly of people that were connected to God and Christ. And so here's my question. What name is Lost Creek UCC known for? Carmels? Popeye suppers back in the day, or chicken and noodle drive-through now? Some people, that may have been what they knew what we were known for. The church's reputation is recognized or realized by its identity. The church's reputation is also realized by its actions. That's not surprising, is it? And, you know, let me just say something. Thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for jumping in and doing things in the church. And sometimes it's not always fun. Nobody likes cutting caramels. I'll be one of those to say that. But thank you to, and just other things, you know, that people have done. Some that trim the bushes and helped mow the lawn for years and just different things. Thank you for your service. Because that is ministry. That is being faithful to God and what God wants to do. Because whether people realize it or not, and some Christians are even doubting it today, God still works through the church. That's the way God usually works. Now, yeah, I know people, God works out there in people's lives, but God still works through the church. And what kind of actions are we talking about? Well, I talked to the kids about it this morning. Faith, love, and hope exemplify the church. Now, we often regard faith, love, and hope as invisible virtues. You know, we can't really see them. They're qualities in a person's heart, and they're invisible to those around them. However, Paul says just the opposite. He says that the church, at its best, exemplifies the visible marks of faithful work, loving deeds, and enduring hope. And these are not just Sunday practices, but everyday practices that the church lives by. Because we are the church. This building is not the church. Even though we use that, and I even say that, I'm going to the church. I'm going out to the church. You know, I'll tell Chase and Jody or something, I'm going out to the church. Well, yeah, that's the just kind of language we use. But we are the church. And so faith, love, and hope were the center of that Thessalonian church. And I started to think about that. You know, if we just live in that, we don't have to say anything to anybody. Just live that. People will notice it. Just like what happened with them. And not only those three things, but then one more that I've talked about before is service to God exemplifies the church. Listen to how Paul says this. I heard the report about you turning from serving other gods and goddesses, idols, to serving the living God. And you became imitators of the Lord Jesus, examples in the city, and heralds with your lips and your lives. They went from serving other idols to serving the living God as the church. And I had to ask myself this question, and so I'm going to bring it out. What idols are we serving today instead of God? I can't answer that. I might be able to look in my own heart and wrestle with that. And I think all of us have to at times. How might we serve God? Here's another one. How might we serve God through the church? You know, the church in Thessalonica may not have had a lot of money. They were not large. They were probably very small at that time. And yes, I know Paul and Silas and Timothy visited them and wrote to them and stuff. But they really didn't have any famous local teachers like we think of today, the TV preacher, the radio preacher, or whatever, the mega church pastor or whatever. Nevertheless, they were known for these things: strong faith, active love, abiding hope, and service to God. And they may have faced persecution, but somehow they kept that faith in balance and kept walking in faith, love, hope, and service. In other words, they were a church with a good reputation. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just take a few minutes there and shake a few hands and greet one another, share the blessing, and then we'll close out there with our little chorus, "They That Wait Upon the Lord." Thank you. I have one that Chase and I has been some kind of a honey cherry cough syrup or cough drop. I know. And I've been battling it. Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that. I do. There's some honey and lemon in this one, isn't there? Yeah.
Some of those good deeds in action.
Even though you're having trouble singing, I hope you sing real loud on this last song.
Yes, I am having trouble singing because when I sing, I start getting that tickle in my throat. And yes, so hopefully I can get through. Somebody stole my, well, there's some down there, but my other box of Kleenexes are gone. You can go ahead and start playing if you like. Stand if you can, 364, or you can sing along. They that wait upon the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk. Teach me, Lord, to, let's sing it one more time. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles.
They shall
shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Well, let's join together for our benediction. Walk in the presence of God this week. May God bless you and keep you. God be kind and gracious to you. May God look upon you with favor and bring you joy and peace. Amen.